Simply Abundant Intuitive Hour. For overthinkers who are finally ready to move from their heads to their hearts for more connected relationships and a fulfilling life. Here's Tracy Crossley.
Greetings. How are you all doing? I'm groovy. So I have another wonderful podcast. This one is Climbing Out of Your Comfort Zone, or whatever the heck the title ends up being. I don't know. But that's the working title. The working title, because as usual, I am motivated by my feedback I receive from clients and sessions, myself, you name it. And so when it comes to the comfort zone, I watch this happen daily. And what is it I watch myself, my clients, other people do? It doesn't even have to be people I know personally. What I watch is the resistance to life, into what we say we want. And we have a resistance to what we say we want, to driving force. Yeah, we get in our own way, right? And most of us, because we have a comfort zone, can only see one road of possibility. We can't even see that there are more possibilities available to us to have what we want. And yet we're not even that clear on what we want. But we know what we don't want. And we do know we want out of our comfort zone, but then we have a whole other part of us that tries to keep us in our comfort zone. And it really comes back to, we don't even know what openness is or abundance. Meaning, we think there's only one way to skin a cat. That's another one of those idioms that I think, okay, why? Why did people come up with that? The whole thing about skinning a cat, right? I mean, it's pretty sad if we think about it, which is not the subject of this wonderful podcast, but still. Anyway, we don't realize that there is anything else available or possible that is outside of our personal perspective. And our personal perspective is developed from our subconscious beliefs and patterns that create how we see things and determines what we do, what we say, what we think, what we feel, to a varying degree. So in other words, if you have some self-awareness, you can change these things at the level of feeling. You can change your patterns. You can have an impact on your belief system. But for most of us, we have a lot of resistance to doing any of that because we're used to being where we are. Even if it changes a little bit, we still have to have some level of comfort. And it will not allow you to attract things into your life that are really different. And what I mean by that is you can meet different people, you can have different situations show up, but you will turn it into what it always is. Oh, yeah. You can meet a different kind of person and have a relationship with them. But if you keep showing up how you always do in your comfort zone, sooner or later, you're going to have the same issues. Sooner or later, you're going to think, oh my God, this is the only way, or I'm stuck, or I can't have more, or whatever it is you tell yourself. And so you'll just stay stuck in your comfort zone. And even when I work with people and I watch people go through a very limited shift at times, and then they believe that they're somehow moving into this amazing new territory, and it can feel that way. Even if it's a little shift, they can feel that. And what happens though in that new comfort zone, and I brought this up in a previous podcast about how we'll fight like hell to stay there. We won't want to get out of it because the pain that we were in, or at least the pain that people are in when they call me and they want to work with me, keeps them believing that I don't want to go through that pain. And now that I'm out of that pain, I'm going to believe that I'm never going to go back to it. And that's just not true either. This kind of work is not linear because the way your belief system is not linear. None of this is linear. Emotions are not linear. So why do we believe that it's supposed to be linear? Well, I took care of that problem. Now that'll be over. And then it shows back up sooner or later. Because when you mentally take care of something, guess what? It doesn't really make a damn bit of difference when you get triggered. And when you get triggered, that's a whole other thing. And then it's, oh my God, I don't want to get out of my comfort zone. I want to stay right here. And I'm going to work really hard to stay right here. And so people will do this over and over, especially when they get out of pain. and then they get pain again, and it might be different because they did shift, but it's still the same pattern. The belief that there isn't much, there's scarcity. And if you listen to my podcast and you try to use it in a way that is to mentally control things or mentally take information in, and you don't experience any discomfort with, let's say, what you implement from these podcasts in your life, then you're not really changing anything. If you experience discomfort, then you are trying to change something. You are actively doing something different. And most of us have the intention to change our life. We're just afraid to. We don't want to feel anything uncomfortable. We want it all to be comfortable. We want it all, in a sense, to stay the same, even when it can't stay the same. But we'll keep trying, because a comfort zone means to your subconscious, I am surviving. I am alive. So whatever I'm doing is okay. If I go into the unknown, I don't know that I'll survive. So that's not okay. And so it's to be in resistance to getting out of your comfort zone that creates the problem where you're stuck. You stay stuck. So if you take the information and, like I said, you apply it and it's all happy, good, lucky, then you've intellectually applied it. I will repeat this again. You have to get uncomfortable to make change happen, or you're just redecorating your lovely comfort zone, your survival zone, the place of familiarity. And I always see it in the work I do. And when I work with people, I've made the mistake of times of not sticking to what I say when I work with them. In other words, when I work with people, after doing this for almost 9 years, sometimes I'll have people who come to me and they'll be like, oh, you know, I don't know if I can work with you for the amount of time, because I work with people 6 months or a year, and sometimes longer. But I do it on purpose, because I've learned that if you do it for a shorter amount of time, they're not really getting the full benefit of what this kind of work does. And you want that. Or don't spend your money. Don't waste it. But I understand that when people come and only want to spend a certain amount of time, they want to intellectually shift. They think they can shift because they've read a good book before, they've gone to workshops, and they think that it's going to happen overnight. And this work is not overnight. Getting out of your comfort zone is not overnight, whether you work with somebody or not. It takes time, because it takes awareness, because you have to look at how you commit and what you commit to. Do you commit to more of the same? Or if you think it's different, you have to get deeper and say, how is it different? A lot of times we make the same choices. Like I was saying before, you keep choosing the same people or the same situation, and it doesn't seem that way in the beginning. And then you're like, oh my God, the same thing again. And it's you that's the pattern. And when you invite somebody to a dance and you can only do one kind of dance, but you think, oh no, I can get out on a limb and try a different dance. But then you get on the dance floor with this person and you realize you can really only do this one dance, and that the other one you were thinking maybe you might try, you're like, eh, nah, that doesn't feel right. I'm not really in the mood to learn something. I don't want to. That's uncomfortable. Well, that's pretty much what getting out of your comfort zone feels like. Uncomfortable and doing a different dance. But if you're out there doing the same dance and you invite a new partner, you're going to end up doing the same thing. And so whatever was different is the same. And that means looking for perfection in a job, a partner, what have you, isn't going to be your answer to getting out of your comfort zone. It's got to be you. You. It's all about you. Oh, yeah. So when people intellectualize, they're really just finding another way to stay in the comfort zone. Great information. Love the information. Oh, but I don't really want to change my life. I really am not happy in this relationship I'm in, but I don't want to change it, because what'll happen if I'm alone? And I do hear that one a lot. And so the comfort zone is to be in some sort of hell rather than free to grow, change, learn. But a lot of people don't want to do that because it's scary. You have to realize that fear holds you in a comfort zone, and yet fear is what you're afraid might happen, right? In the unknown. So fear is operating all over the place. And it's not that you make fear go away. It's that you say, okay, I see you, fear. I've talked about this before, putting fear in the passenger seat. But you allow fear to be, and you still find your motivation to do something that you want to do. So if you're telling me that you want to have a healthy, happy relationship, then I have to ask you, what are you doing to be consistent? And then if you tell me, well, I'm not being consistent because of this reason, that reason, and the other, which could be all reasons outside of you, then it tells me you don't have any personal power. And a lot of times our comfort zone is about giving our power away, because at some point in time that might have worked, that might have helped, that might have been how we survived childhood. We learned to negotiate, we learned to people please, we learned that we didn't matter so much, but we mattered enough to stay in a comfort zone of I'm surviving, and that's it, right? We mattered enough to survive is my point. Not much more than that for a lot of us. So it can take people a long time to break through and break free. Some people are more ready than others, and it's not because it's that they're better or smarter or anything of that nature. It's just that they happen to have perhaps less going on as far as obstacles. Or maybe they've broken through their comfort zone before. So they have some sort of idea what it actually takes to make true change happen. But I can't speak to that because that's not my story. My story is getting out of my comfort zone shows me where I live. I get to live in a completely different place than I used to live because I no longer live in a comfort zone. So big change happens when you decide that growth is the natural order. Because growth is the natural order. It is always a natural order. We try to stop it with our comfort zone. And that's the key. So I think for most of us, it's really confusing that we don't know, number one, what it is that we're actually trying to achieve. When we say, I don't want to be where I am, but I don't know how to get out of it, and I don't know what I want. Because the other problem is with the comfort zone, and this is obviously most days, most people are in a comfort zone, but they may not be clear on what it means to actually live outside of that. I'll ask people that all the time. And they don't know. They just know they feel a pull towards something else or feeling a different way. And the only way to get there is to start saying to yourself something like, okay, I have a goal. I want to have a great sense of well-being all the time, 24/7. Well, if I want to have a great sense of well-being 24/7, then clearly it isn't the life I'm living if I'm living in a feeling of being stuck or in a dysfunctional situation, or in something that makes my hair want to just stand on fire, which would be kind of weird too. But anyway, we do that. And so it seems easier. Like if I do a discovery session with people, and this happens quite a bit, and, you know, we go over everything and what it's like to work with me, and then I tell them the pricing, and you know, my pricing is a good value. It's nothing crazy. But I know that's nothing. That's not why somebody's going to say no. Because I have other options for other kinds of coaching. And I've recognized after doing this for so freaking long that it's really about the fear of the unknown. Who am I going to be? I'm so used to having this kind of problem, whatever the problem is that drew you here. And your comfort zone saying, oh, I can take care of this on my own. I'll get there. Because you can just go intellectualize more information. And people do this all the time. People will choose different kinds of healers and therapists. And this isn't lumping everybody together. But often people will choose that which requires less of them And it requires them to not have to get out of their comfort zone. It's like this whole idea. I remember when I used to seek out healers and I'd go, and it was kind of funny to me because I would end up with a healer and, you know, they're going to perform some magic voodoo of some sort on me. And I mean that with all due respect. And they would perform it and I might feel lighter for a moment. But the problem is I'm still going to be stuck with my shitty beliefs and my shitty patterns. I am. I'm not going to change out of it. And the funny thing is, I could go along thinking I changed. And then, of course, I would be triggered, some kind of reaction to some event outside of me. And then I'd find myself right back where I was. And that's a lot of us because we're looking for an easy fix. It doesn't work that way. Just like when I work with people and they're like, yeah, Tracy, I'm going to do that. And then they never do it or they rarely do it and they can't be consistent with it. And that's because they don't value themselves at a deep enough level to be consistent, even when they seek out somebody to help them. Or they commit to something and then they back out because it's out of their comfort zone. I've had people do that. Whoa, way too out of my comfort zone. I don't want to do that. And they'll talk themselves into either this isn't going to work, or I can do this on my own, or I'm going to go and look for something cheaper, or I'm going to look for something that requires whatever. And the problem isn't that. It's the, oh, wow, what if I do this and nothing changes, which is scary, because that would confirm that I'm a failure, I'm a loser, whatever it is the person believes about themselves. Or it's, I'm going to, you know, commit, and I'm getting tired thinking about this, but I'm going to commit. And then I'm going to argue and look for reasons to not get out of my comfort zone. And then it's just this clusterfuck, right? Well, I don't know if this is going to work because I don't see how I'm going to change this or how I can do that or whatever. I mean, it's crazy what we do. It is crazy. Oh my gosh. Because we're so miserable being in a comfort zone. But that subconscious defense is really strong for most of us. Really strong. And so that keeps us stuck in this loop. And that keeps us from making changes. And it can have us one day saying, oh my God, I'm so frustrated. I'm going to get help. And then the next day, not. But when you're looking at somebody who's removing energy or doing something simple, or you go vomit to a therapist because maybe you're just doing talk therapy, you're not really getting anywhere. You're sort of at the top level of everything. You need to dig down. You need to get clear on why you're in the comfort zone you're in, what you benefit, because there's always a benefit or you wouldn't do it. You know, what is it you're getting by being in the comfort zone? And that's what you want to know. It's so important to know this. So I know for myself, I was always, oh, I'm a risk taker. Well, I was a risk taker when it came to decisions I'd make with work or decisions I'd make around all sorts of things. But the decisions were not ones that emotionally had a weight, you know, where it was a heavy weight or it was something emotionally where I was going to somehow really experience change. And it's funny because I would always say, oh, I love change. Well, I liked outer change, but inner change? Oh, no, 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 no. And there's times even now where I go, okay, Trace, what's going on? Are you resisting something? Are you afraid if you take this chance? And for me, I think I'm just sitting here thinking about it. And of course, you guys are hearing this a couple months after I've recorded it. But I'll get into my only thing has been intimacy. Not having experienced, let's say, emotional intimacy at the level that I experience it now in my relationship. And so what I find is I'll be moseying along in my life and I'll think I'm okay and I'm really loving the relationship and all that stuff. And then I'll hit a fear point. It's a wall that I didn't even know was there because I haven't had a healthy relationship before. So how the hell would I know, right? And it's just another thing to try and control and keep the comfort zone where I have it now. Because the comfort zone's always moving with you. It doesn't just stay back where it was. It's as you emotionally make changes, it comes along. But then it's always trying to establish your new world order for you. And so for me, I just found, wow, look at that. There's a wall. And it's not like a wall I can't get through or I even spend really a lot of time dealing with. It's more of a moment of, well, what's the fear? And then I feel it in my body. And because I've been doing this for so long, I feel it and then it dissipates. And I just keep going and I've changed my comfort zone because I'm willing to feel my feelings. And I'm willing to actually speak this to the man I'm with and tell him how I'm feeling or what's going on or what my fear is or anything. And it all has to do with me. See, your comfort zone only has to do with you. And I could have chosen to stay in the comfort zone of, oh, well, I just won't say anything. Or, oh, well, I won't deal with this and I'll just feel funky. Because a lot of us in a comfort zone, when we're unaware or we're trying to stay put, we'll put up with a lot of shit in there. And I won't. I'm like, fuck this. I want to keep growing. That matters to me. I want to feel good all the time. And so that's what I focus on. Feeling good all the time. Rather than feeling like shit most of the time, because that's how you feel if you don't get out of your comfort zone. You want out. Believe me, life on the other side of your comfort zone, meaning your old shitty worn out one that you've been holding on to, you want that sucker just gone. So allow it to go. Allow it to go. I'm all about it. How do you allow it to go? Well, every day you have an opportunity to take an emotional risk, something you're holding back on, something you may have a mental conversation over and over about. Most of the things that you run around in your head over and over are because you're afraid to take an emotional risk and you keep looking for some kind of intellectual answer or difference. That means that, oh, it's going to be different this time because now I've got a new solution, but it has nothing to do with it. It is really to take an emotional risk. What is an emotional risk? Well, it's to dig deep, see how you feel, and do something that scares the crap out of you to the degree that you're not going to lose your mind if you do it. But you want to, if it makes you full frontal and you have to share everything about yourself in terms of, I'm going to be naked and I'm going to be sharing an insecurity, or I'm going to be naked and I'm sharing a fear. And I'm not blaming. This isn't about blame, people. Or I'm going to go do something action-oriented, not just word-oriented, but action-oriented, that is a risk. Not jumping out of a plane. I'm not talking a physical risk like that, unless, of course, there's a huge emotional risk that comes with it in terms of your belief system. But it's to really recognize that perhaps it could be something as simple as you're mad at somebody and you decide, you know what? I'm being mad at them and I'm really not mad at them. I'm frustrated with where I'm at, or I'm frustrated with how I feel. And so instead of being a jerk and they're being a jerk, instead of feeling mad anger towards them, and you recognize that it's really you, and then you walk over and you hug them. That might be a big thing for you, especially if you're not a hugger. Or especially if you have to be right all the time, or if you think that that makes you less powerful, or whatever, okay? So that's what you have. You have that. And that is important. It is key. So when you get an opportunity, which on a daily basis, there's always something, and that was just something simple I mentioned, you step out of your comfort zone. And then you have the opportunity to have a new one, you know, and then you have a new one and a new one and a new one. And pretty soon you can look back in a couple weeks and be, holy shit, that's a lot of growth, because you kept puddle jumping to the next one. And you can, and why not? Why not? Why not enjoy life? Why not enjoy yourself? I'm all about that. Oh my gosh. It just feels to me like such a waste of time when we don't allow ourselves to keep growing. Because sooner or later, you're going to want to grow. To me, why wouldn't you? I would. So I'm all about growth. You know, you're talking to the person, or I'm talking to you guys, but I'm all about it because to me, it's not worth staying put. Your comfort zone, the more you get to the next comfort zone, right? You get out of the one you're in. It gets easier and easier. And then it becomes your new habit, which is to push the envelope of your old beliefs, because it's your old beliefs that keep you thinking that you must be in this one, when that's just not true. So I highly recommend climbing out of your comfort zone. I hear it all the time from clients. They don't want to be in their comfort zone, but they also are afraid to get out of it because of the illusion. Illusion will keep us stuck. Illusion that this is it, there's nothing else, will keep us wrapped up in the hell we live in, because it is hell. To me, if I don't feel that there's another way, you know how I was saying earlier, there's only one way? Yeah, if I felt like there was only one way, no, my life wouldn't go anywhere. And I've had this conversation with people on a pretty regular basis where just because they haven't had an experience yet, they think that that is not possible. They think that, well, that's all I can have. And that's not true. But it's what we do. We tend to believe, because we haven't experienced it, that for us, maybe other people are different, but for us, that this is the only thing possible, because we've never experienced it. And the idea is to challenge that. Challenge that. Really? I haven't experienced it. So that means I shouldn't step in that direction, especially if I'm being creatively called. And it doesn't mean you're an artist. It just means creative. Mental creativity also applies. But I'm being called in this direction and I'm not going to go because I haven't been there, because I know what happens when people do whatever it is that you're being called to do. And then you don't do it. And basically you've negated all of your creativity, all of your motivation, and now you're probably depressed, even though you're still in your comfort zone, which feels falsely safe, because it is not safe. Comfort zones are never safe. And most people get that confused. They think that, well, wait a minute, my comfort zone, I feel comfortable in my life. I had somebody on Facebook do that a long time ago. I wrote something about the comfort zone. And she said, well, I like my comfort zone. It feels safe here. And I didn't get into it with her, because how I met it and how she meant it were two different things. But she still was looking for safety that didn't exist. It doesn't exist in the way that you think it does. Safety has to be a feeling inside. And it can be matched in a relationship by someone else, for sure. But when you're looking at, let's say, a house as being safety, a job as safety, something that's outside of you that you can't control and you don't have a sense of safety, and your comfort zone is your weird safety. And I say weird because it feels kind of safe, but then it feels kind of fucked up, you know? And the thing is it doesn't really help you, that sense of false safety you get in your comfort zone. And then you'll always feel like state of unrest. Yet at times when you're being stretched or pulled out of your comfort zone, the minute you can crawl back in, you're like, oh, phew, I feel so much better. But you then aren't going to experience any change in your life. It's going to look the same, smell the same, be the same. So to get out of your comfort zone is, like I said, a daily event. Emotional risk is a daily event. Look at your conditions. Look at your rules. What are your rules of engagement with other people? How strict are you? How much do you look to the other person to make things okay before you say okay? You have to say okay first, meaning I have to say okay to myself. It's not me saying okay to someone else. It's me saying it to me and what I give to that or I don't give to that. And that is very important. to look at that and to decide, hey, you know what? I've said my whole life that life is about experience, right? So your comfort zone will tell you this experience isn't going to be good. That future isn't going to be good. You have to keep doing the same thing. So then you're not really having new experiences. You're having the same ones over and over again. To have a new experience, it's going to be uncomfortable because it's different, because we're human beings and the unknown scares the crap out of us, like I was just saying. So your comfort zone is going to keep you locked up like that. So the key is to get unlocked. The key is to have as many experiences as you can because you want them. Because that's the exciting part about being alive. I get to have different experiences. The only way I get to have different ones is by getting out of my comfort zone, because otherwise it's just going to stay where it's at. I can lie to myself and say, I am going out of my comfort zone. But a lot of times when I think I am in that way, I'm not. And so, unfortunately, for most people, it's very interesting how all the excuses and all the reasons and all the, okay, I'll settle sort of feelings are it. And then, you know, it's funny, I've had clients who have been unavailable and now they're feeling more available, or at least that's what they're saying, that they're feeling more available, right? And so because they are feeling more available, or they think they are, and then they meet somebody who's available, then they don't even know what to do with that, because then they're thinking, am I settling? Am I settling because the drama isn't here? I've got a handful of people going through this. And yet on the other hand, they're drawn to certain aspects of it, but they start thinking, well, maybe I'm settling because this person doesn't have the list of checklist of things that are super important to me, right? And yet that list of super important might be superficial things. And for a lot of people, it is. And I don't know how the hell you think you're going to build a happy relationship off of superficial shit. But your comfort zone says, no, no, they must possess this, they must possess that. And anything less means I'm settling. And it's not true. Because you don't know the package it's coming in. Like, you don't know the package the job is coming in. I've said this to people over and over again. You don't know the package. So trying to figure out the package is pretty funny. And it's to trust that life is basically good and you are capable and able to break free of your comfort zone. You always are, whether you think so or not. It's true. So, as I said, I have broken through mine. I can't even tell you how many times. And it's fun to break through. I love breaking through. That's awesome, because it makes me feel empowered. It gives me an opportunity to move forward, to be who I really am, rather than not, okay? A lot of times in your comfort zone, you're not really who you are. You're a version of perhaps yourself, but in reality, you're not really being you, because you can't be, because how could you be? If I'm in my comfort zone, I'm not being true to myself. I'm not being authentic. So therefore, that's what I mean. If I want to really live and have a good time, then I need to allow myself to get out of my comfort zone. And that is, to me, the best thing, because it just keeps you moving in the direction of authenticity all the time. What do I really want? Ooh, that feels like a risk. Okay, I'm going to do that because it feels good to take that risk. And then I do, and sometimes it doesn't land how you want it to, but you still don't know how it's going to turn out. But a lot of times we're already judging it because we're so afraid. And to me, being so afraid is such a downfall when it stops you and it paralyzes you from moving forward. So that's a big thing. Moving forward, what does it look like? What does it smell like? Well, you're not going to know, and you just have to trust that it's still all going to be okay. You have to keep getting out of your way. Otherwise, you're just going to be doomed to repeat the past and everything in it that stems from your comfort zone. So anyways, folks, I hope you've enjoyed this lovely little podcast today. If you have any questions or anything, you can shoot me an email. It may take me a long time to get back to you. I'm not kidding. I really don't get to my inbox as often as I want to when it comes to questions, but I will eventually get there. And eventually I will get to the topics that people ask for. It just takes a while. Anyways, have a good one, and I will be speaking with you soon. Bye-bye.
To find out more about Tracy and her podcast, visit tracycrossley.com. That's where you can sign up for her newsletter or a discovery session. The website again is tracycrossley.com.